The duo The Civil Wars made quite a debut with their first recording, earning the Grammy for the Best Folk Album in 2012. They were invited to the White House and nominated for several other awards, including Vocal Duo of the Year at the Country Music Association Awards. Their eagerly awaited second release came out last month. The cover art features a building storm cloud, and as Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas explains, the music is just as brooding.
The Americana folk duo, The Civil Wars, released their second album in early August, simply titled The Civil Wars. Released by Columbia Records and produced by Charlie Peacock, also the producer of their first album, Barton Hollow, this record bears a much darker mood than their previous work. Perhaps coincidentally, the album was released in the wake of their tumultuous breakup last fall, causing the group to cancel a European tour, citing irreconcilable differences of ambition. The songs are said to have been written during tough times for the duo. The Civil Wars is made up of Joy Williams and John Paul White, who met in 2008 at a Nashville songwriting camp. Williams previously wrote, sang, and performed Christian music. White, rock. The two found that their voices fuse nicely into a folksier genre. It's often just the two of them, a guitar and a piano, no band. Though the two have the appearance of a couple in love on stage, exhibiting a strong chemistry, they are each happily married to other people. Barton Hollow earned them two Grammys, Best Country Duo or Group Performance and Best Folk Album. The melody of the first song on this second album sets an almost bitter tone. The soft yet powerful voice of William sings the simple yet painful lyric, "I wish I'd never seen your face." The opening notes of an electric guitar have the feel of a dark and stormy evening, much like the clouds of the album's cover. In a track-by-track description on the group's website, Williams describes the story behind each of the 12 cuts. Of this first one, she says, "This song pays homage to regret. Nearly everybody I've come across has somebody in their life that they wonder what life would have been like if they've never met that person. It's that sliding door moment. In the blink of an eye, everything could change, either for the positive or the negative." Wish you were the one that got away. I got caught up by the chase. Since their split last fall, the duo has not spoken, and Williams has maintained the public face during the release of the album, telling NPR's All Things Considered, "There was always so much ease involved in working with John Paul, and I feel like that translated in the music, and that translated in our live stage performances. Over time, being on the road, that can be a long haul, and we agreed to a really breakneck pace, both of us, and I think that breakneck pace broke us a little bit. This is the perfect breakup CD. It makes me want to curl up under a blanket on a rainy day and cry, and cry, and cry. Though it tends to happen as I'm driving down the road." The song we heard in the beginning is same old, with lyrics that sing, "I want to leave you. I want to lose us. I want to give up, but I won't." When the newness disappears from a long-term relationship and the work begins, it's easy to get worn out, to lose track of why you got together to begin with. Perhaps my favorite song to cry to is Eavesdrop. It seems to come from that moment when you know that it's over. It's time to say goodbye. But you just don't want to. You aren't ready. I don't wanna talk right now.
I just want your arms wrapped around me and this moment before it runs out. Oh, don't say that it's over. Oh, no, say it's so. Let's let the stars watch, let them steer, let the wind ease drop. I don't care for all that we've got, don't let go.
Though the songwriting power of Williams and White is evident, much of the work on the Civil Wars was tuned and written on the front porch of Williams' home. The two often perform cover songs, and this album contains two. The first, Tell Mama, originally recorded by Etta James, maintains the soulful feel of the original, yet turns it into a heartfelt ballad, losing the R&B beat so much that you almost miss it. But for this 90s child, my favorite is Disarm, originally recorded by the alternative rock band The Smashing Pumpkins. Upon hearing the Civil Wars version, I knew I recognized the song, yet could not place it. The soft strumming contrasts greatly with the hardcore picking of an electric guitar, and John Paul White's voice is soft and smooth compared to the high-pitched, raspy singing of Billy Corgan, causing the listener to focus in on the child-parent relationship the song describes. The record does contain some upbeat songs. From This Valley reveals Williams' Christian background and White's Southern heritage with words such as, "To that mountain high above, I will pray, pray, pray until I see your smiling face." Sacred Heart is sung entirely in French, which I don't speak, but Williams does. It provides a feel of sitting in a Parisian cafe drinking coffee or wine with friends on a sunny, breezy afternoon. Ultimately, the Civil War's self-titled second album is just that, a civil war. And though they aren't touring with the new songs, the words and music have the strength to stand on their own, which is something Williams, White, and all of the broken-hearted listeners must also do. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.
Christina reviewed the second release by the duo The Civil Wars, titled simply enough, The Civil Wars. The band's website is thecivilwars.com.